Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you also to Singapore for making my work easy. So pretty much copy-paste what you said on the first para. And so I will have the luxury of focusing only on the footnote on the definition of lethal. We still maintain the view that lethality should not be defined here. It's only counterproductive to taking our work forward. But I will still try to come up with some suggestion on this part. First of all, I agree with Sweden and others that we need to put a qualifier that whatever we do here is only effective within the GGE and not elsewhere. We also believe that there should be a distinction between fundamental characteristics and incidental effects. In other words, this is pretty much seconding what the distinguished delegate of India has said. So I'll use a hyperbole here. So the butterfly wing flap in Beijing leading to hurricane in Florida. So, but nobody calls that such wing flaps lethal, right? Those effects, the secondary effects has to be differentiated from whatever we characterize here. And then to avoid somebody, liken this footnote to Matryoshka of the Russian doll, I would maybe propose this formulation. I would read it out slowly. The term lethal pertains to effect that have the potential to result in death or cause serious injury, while also recognizing that the application of such force may cause the damage, destruction, or otherwise neutralization of objects. My delegation is also of the view that we are not comfortable with the concept of disrupting the function here. That is not how we can stretch ourselves to understand lethal. So for your benefit, just one more reading of that. The term lethal pertains to effects that have the potential to result in death or cause serious injury, while also recognizing that the application of such force may cause the damage, destruction, or otherwise neutralization of objects. So to be honest, my delegation does not actually support the phrase from after, from while. The main understanding of lethal or lethality is strictly to something that causes death or serious injury. So that is our view, but we suggested this as a compromise in reflecting the interest of many delegations here. Thank you.